Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hannah's Hot Takes.
Oh, hot damn. Welcome to the second ever episode of Hannah's Hot Takes. We have another special guest. I'm just bringing all the bonus content to you guys. We're getting hot take episodes of all our unprofessional and honestly too strong opinions on things. Email burningandhellpod@gmail.com. So today I am with a very special guest. Her name is Jeannie. Am I allowed to say her first name? Too late.
Hi guys, it's Jeannie.
And she is my brother's fiance. So she's family, but also like a sister that I never asked for, you know?
Exactly.
Jeannie has a regular sister. I never had one, so it's fun for me. But Jeannie also, more importantly, is out visiting because she is a nurse, working her little freaking butt off, being a national treasure and hero. And we're very thankful for everything that you do. So now I'm making you work on the weekend when you're trying to have a break.
Yeah, basically I came out here to clear my head and relax a little bit. And Hannah's just been making me work all day.
So you know what you get. Quality content if you hang out with the burners. So let's get into some advice. These are some wild stories. Last time people were talking about pedophiles, crushes on bosses, husbands, financial issues, whatever. I just need help. I can't do it alone. So I'm very happy. Do you think that you are a good friend to go for advice?
I mean, I'd like to think so. I'd like to think I tell it how it is.
I would say Jeannie does not sugarcoat.
I think it's my best and worst quality. I can't really hide what I'm feeling or what I'm thinking, but it also makes me a very honest person.
We're doing anonymous because last time I threw some names out there and people were like, yo, I didn't need that out there. And I was like, sorry. So we're doing all anonymous because I don't need to ruin anyone else's life besides my own. Let's get into it. First question.
Oh, boy.
Pickle. I said, you guys, send me if you're in a pickle. That doesn't mean a dick pic. And she said, I'm just in a pickle, married, professional athlete wants to bang, and has been and has been after me for a couple years. Husband is open to share if he's there. Oh, she means husband's down to watch. Do I try and convince the athlete to threesome? Oh, not even watch, be in it. Okay. What if it fucks up my marriage? And I'm like 10 years older than him. What if I giggle weird? Wrinkles, the fantasy works for me now. Worried I'd ruin it by actually doing it. And what if it's terrible? But my God, I mean, damn, just like yummy and with the most beautiful dick ever, straight pickle indeed. Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. I really hope your parents can't hear us having this conversation.
They listen to all my podcasts, but it's fine.
Oh my gosh.
My parents are just supporters of my content regardless. Okay, I have so many questions. First of all, how have you been talking to a professional athlete to this extent while you're married to even get to the point that you know that his dick is nice?
Well, it sounds like they have an open relationship, or at least like some variation where they're open to them speaking to other people.
I do have to say, she's hinting at it, but it's like a lot of things are better in theory.
I could agree with that.
And a lot of things look better, like the grass is always greener on the other side. Also, like, think of how many hookups that just were so not worth it. Maybe this is just my life because Jeannie did meet my brother sophomore year of college. But it's like so many hookups and like sexual fantasies are just better in your head.
In theory, yeah.
Like, actually, I've never had a threesome, but I ask people about it all the time because that's what I like to talk about. And there are literally so many terrible threesome stories. And
I feel like the good gems are so rare. That's what they are. They're gems. Because yeah. 9 times out of 10, it's not going to go how you expected it to.
Also, he's a professional athlete. He's talking to like 100 different women. So like, I don't know what you want out of this. Also, I feel like, let's say... Look at all the scenarios. First scenario, the professional athlete's like hot as fuck. You get feelings for him and your husband feels less than. That's terrible. Or he's not what you want him to be and it's just a bad, weird experience and you like laugh it off and talk about it to your friends. But still, is that worth it? What's the best case scenario here?
Honestly, I don't know if there is one.
Like, it like, goes I well think, and then they have threesomes all the time? I don't know. I think this is dangerous territory.
I think that probably is best case scenario, but what are the chances of that? And the nurse in me is like, okay, but how do you keep it safe? How do you keep the STDs out of this mix? Like, when do the condoms come into play?
Yeah, she did not
like, there's
even
a
ask.
Lot of things to consider, especially when you're in this, like, I don't know, obviously, like, mostly monogamous relationship with your husband and you're introducing a whole lot of other factors and risks.
Exactly. And I also think professional athlete period, that concept is a thing like in your head that like you watch them on TV, you think they're great. In reality, a lot of them are super dumb. A lot of them have CTE. A lot of them have STDs. A lot of them are losing their hair, but they wear baseball caps all the time. So they're catfishing you. There's so many things that, it sounds like this is flattering, and then the fact that you're even insecure about wrinkles and stuff, just move on.
I think I agree. I mean, I think use it in other ways, but don't do it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, like, it sounds like whatever you have right now is fun. I just wouldn't let your husband possibly be upset with you for a potential, like, stupid thing. If your husband's begging for it, I could be like, okay, fine. Right. Also, what if your husband falls in love with him? Things you have to think of.
Oh. I didn't even go down that route, but yeah, that is definitely a distinct possibility.
Okay, let's move on to the next one. This person said, I love you so much, obsessed with Summer House. Thank you. I'm in a real fucked up situation. So I recently came out this year as bisexual, and it has been a really tough journey. I'm not out to my family, but even coming out to my friends was difficult because it meant I had to come to terms with it myself. They do say coming out is you first come out to yourself than other people. We don't know. But anyways, I've fallen in love with one of my best friends. It was never my intention because it can obviously make things a little messy. My friend has many mental health struggles, including depression, and she often will stop responding and ghost everyone in her life for elongated periods of time when she's going through mental health moments. Honestly, respect for her boundaries. But we all have those people. I think I should do that more often instead of just like annoying the shit out of myself trying to make everyone happy when I'm not happy.
I totally agree with that. And I think I've been doing that lately just with everything that's been going on is not responding to text messages, and I'm totally okay with it.
Honestly, bless up. Stop responding to people is what we're saying ever. We hung out right before... Wait, with this whole quarantine thing going on, it's been hard because I haven't spoken to her in 6 weeks. We hung out right before Miss Quarantina hit us. I like that. And it was amazing. I feel like the feelings I have towards her may be mutual. She's also bisexual, by the way, and she has been the main person that I've been able to talk through my sexual journey with. It is hard to negate how shitty I feel when we aren't together, and when we are together, everything's so fucking good. I've reached out to her many times with no reply. I really want to tell her how I feel, but I am also questioning if I can handle being in a relationship with her if it came to that. Like, I can't expect her to change, but if she's quite selfish as a friend right now, I'd love to know what you think.
I like this one.
Honestly, the little devils get some great questions because they're nuanced.
Yeah, there's a lot of layers to this.
Where do we even start?
I guess just finding out if she also feels the same way to begin with.
I think it's hard, though, to ask that when you're already being ignored, though. Like, it would be nice if, like, you're hanging out all the time and you're, like, you're getting a lot of positive signs. And then you're like, are you? Like, you try to make it like it's their idea.
Yeah, like, hey, haven't talked to you in 6 weeks, but I got the feels.
Hey, you not talking to me has made me love you so much. Also, I want her to think, like, regardless if you're bi or not, you like people more when they're ignoring you. So factor that into your feelings as well.
Yeah, maybe she's doing this on purpose.
No, I don't think... It sounds like the other girl is...
You're right.
Not into... honestly, I don't think the other girl's into her because she would respond. Like, when I'm not responding to people because I'm depressed, you're still responding to, like, your main bitch, your mom, and, like, maybe a boy toy if he's not stressing you out.
But I don't know if that's true for everyone. Like, I think some people will just not respond to anyone.
Do you remember when your fiance, my brother, would literally go on vacation and, like, not talk to you the whole time, even though he was madly in love with you, but he didn't understand that he had to reach out while on vacation?
Yes, I absolutely remember that. That was a big contention of the relationship, is he would go, we would separate during the summer, he would go on a few week vacation, and I just, like, wouldn't hear from him for, like, 2 weeks. And I'd be like, oh my God, it's over. We broke up. I think I need to find someone new. And then he'd finally reach out and act like everything was totally normal.
Yeah, because cut to him, he's like playing Minecraft with his friends for 7 hours, like, and just assumes, I'd be like, how are you and Jeannie? And he's like, amazing, I love her so much. And I'm like, maybe send a text. But I
need to know. I need attention.
I feel like this girl, though, I think it sounds like you have feelings for her, so you cannot torture yourself and just pretend you're friends to make her feel more comfortable. I think try to just forget about this and wait for her to reach out. And if she does, start talking. And then when you feel a mutual sign, then maybe put out the feelers.
I feel that. I feel like you definitely need to reconnect before you start exploring any feelings.
But also, someone ignoring you is honestly the most painful, disrespectful thing.
It's the worst.
So she's not in a good situation right now for that. But I think, girl, keep understanding what you want, understanding yourself. And also, you're bi, which means you literally can have so many people out there that you're attracted to. Go fucking find them. Am I jealous? Yes. Do you think I want to like men? I think men are disgusting. I think men are so fucking annoying and stupid. But I like them and I can't help it. Okay, now I made this about me, as I normally do. Next one. First off, thank you for creating a community that makes us everyone feel welcomed. Oh, thank you, baby. For over a year, I was obsessed with the morning toast, only to get bullied and basically fired from a job because I didn't like how they gave weight loss advice of not eating. Oh, interesting. Okay, we're just learning about all new things. Definitely keep eating. Girls gotta eat. Anyway, I'm 24 years old and I just moved in with my boyfriend of 5 years. This is why I need you, Jeannie, because Jeannie's been living with my brother for a while.
It's been a minute, yes.
It's been a minute, and they have, like, a pretty functional situation. We met at freshman year of college, started dating, both applied to transfer to different colleges and happened to decide in the same college. Look at that fate. When we graduated, we both had to move home because we were broke, LOL. We both lived in different states, but only 45 minutes away. Isn't geography fun? He was in southern New Hampshire, and I was in Boston. We made the pack. Whoever gets the first job, that's where we move. Thinking I was going to win because I was in a bigger city, I got a job and then let go the same day. And because of Toasters, sorry if you're a fan, I guess she worked for them and fired them. I don't know. So now I am living in the most boring town in New Hampshire, close to a smaller city, but it's boring. My advice is I need to know how to make my boyfriend more fun. Like, he was fun in college and now he's making money and just saving it so we can buy a house. I'm 24. I don't need a house. And how do I make friends in a town where no one's under 25? I don't want to sit in every weekend. What do I do?
I feel like this is kind of my life, but not in a small town, I have to say. Daniel brought me to New York. Here I am living my best life.
Jeannie's from Indiana.
I'm a Midwestern girl at heart. And did I ever want to move to New York? No. But here we are. And then I moved in with Daniel and his parents in a very small two-bedroom apartment in New York City where I could probably hear his dad sneeze late at night. So we were in an interesting situation. And then he was really focusing on work and really focusing on his career, which it really paid off for me now. But back then it was...
Just saving money. Like, it wasn't a glamorous lifestyle.
Yeah, it wasn't. We weren't having a lot of fun. Per se. Mm-hmm. So, it's definitely difficult. I had to talk to him a lot and I told him, Daniel, you're being a bit of a square. And he didn't really like that. So, I mean, we adapted.
And you also didn't have, like, friends here. There were no college friends or barely.
I barely knew anyone here. And he, you know, growing up in New York City, but a lot of his friends had left. So we were in this weird place where we only really, like, had each other. And your parents. And so it was a strange time. But I think, like, it took us like at least a year or two to adapt. We almost broke up at one point. It was a weak moment where I was like, I'm leaving. I'm out. I can't do this. But we pushed past it.
It sounds like it's good that you were vocal to at least be like, I'm. Yeah. Because if you lie to yourself, then you don't express it to him, then you start getting animosity, and then you do what I do, which is just snap for no reason.
Yeah, resentment. Yeah, yes. You don't want that. I have always kept a very open line of communication. I think that's why our relationship works and why any relationship works. But I started like asking Daniel to like make drinks with his work friends, and I met a few of his friends through that. And then I started using Bumble BFF. And when I first told my friends that I was using this, they were like all laughed at me, but I've met some really cool people from it and some really like different people. And if you really don't know anyone in a place, it helps a lot.
Also, what is your idea of like knowing that you might not live in New York City forever? Like, that is that enough to like stick through a situation that isn't great? Because it sounds like they might not stay in this town in New Hampshire forever.
Honestly, yeah, you're right. Because I always knew that like this wasn't the forever situation. It's mm-hmm. just something that like we're trying to make for now. But I mean, 5 years later, I'm still here. So don't listen to me about that. But yeah, just like if it's temporary, you just make it work for the time being.
There also is something to be said about like meeting your person. And I think like what you're going to break up with this guy who you clearly really love to be in a cool city. And then, like, I just feel like I'd rather be in a hole with someone I love than, like, be in a cool city. And, like, people come and go, so you want to keep the good ones is kind of my...
I agree. Like, if you really think this guy is the one for you, then it's definitely worth, you know, making this situation work.
Yeah, and also, I'm not a very social butterfly. Like, I love just staying in bed all day. So I'm like, is it really that fun to be going out with your friends all the time? I don't know. It sounds like you might also just be young and, like, not want to be settled down. Because there's going to be a point where you just want to be settled down and have a family with people, surround yourself with people you love, and you don't need to fucking go clubbing all the time. So maybe you aren't ready for this. And I just think if the guy is really a great guy and you really love him and you see a future, stick it out a little and see where it goes.
I agree with that. But also, if you're 24 and you're like, I need to live my life, then do it.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
Okay, I like this next one. That was good, Jeannie. Thank you for giving us some of your professional insight of living with your boy toy.
You're welcome.
So this is a DM I got. She goes, hi, I have a question / need some advice, and you seem to always handle things in a badass way when it comes to guys. What do you do if a guy ghosts you and you slept with him and you thought it was going really well? Do you call him out? We literally had a talk about how lame ghosting was, and now radio silence. Please make me feel less of an idiot. P.S. You, me, and Paige would be BFFs if we knew each other, XOXO. Do you have any insight?
He sounds like a dick.
Loser. This is what you do. Do not take a fucking second. Do not waste your fucking breath. Do not sacrifice an ounce of saliva on this dude. He ghosts you. It's done. What are you going to do? Say something that's going to, even if you call him out, you're just going to feel like a little bitch after. And what is he going to do? Be like, oh my God, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that ghost. No, it's done. He lost your trust. Move on.
Cut it off.
Ghosting,
I agree.
And ghosting also isn't that bad. Like, even talking to people like, oh, don't you hate when people ghost? Ghosting is just a way to show someone you're over it. And just one of the many signs that shows they're not into it. So move on. Fuck this dude.
I don't agree with that. I think ghosting is like a very weak thing to do. Like if you don't have the guts to be like, you know, I'm not feeling this, like, sorry, gotta go or whatever, then like grow up. Be a freaking adult.
Well, it sounds like in their situation actually was kind of fucked up because it sounds like she slept with him once, but they were like talking for a while. I will ghost if I went on one date with you. I don't want to have to.
That's fair.
Because when you're dating in New York City, let's say I go on a date with two or three guys a week. It is exhausting to have to break up with three guys a week.
I agree. And also awkward because you're like, oh, we went on one date, but I have to have this like discussion with you that we're not
so right. So awkward. All it takes after one date is he reaches out like, hey, what's up? And you don't respond. He knows what happened. But if you've been talking to someone for 3, 4, 5 dates, you're right. It's kind of just straight disrespectful. And also, I don't care. Lie about something. Be like, I'm seeing someone else, whatever. But don't make them feel disrespected in that way.
Yeah.
So... yeah, this is you asked me that knowing what the answer was, and I think you just needed me to hear it, and I said it, and Jeannie said it, so we're done here. Okay. This girl says, okay, so there's this guy I actually like. I don't know where this one's going. We went out a bunch of times December. He's a fun guy, super chill, plays hockey like me, and doesn't express emotions well like me too. Haha. We didn't have sex till third date. He was super careful, made sure I was okay with it. So different than what was going on the month before. We talked a lot. He would call me to hang. I was super into it. But then February hits and we barely talked. Long story short, going back and forth, I think I'm chasing something that I can't have. But there's been nothing to do in quarantine and I hardcore stalked him. Found out that he was with another girl from January to mid-March. She's from Australia with good boobs. How do I compete with that? I saw her on saved Insta stories, them together when he told me he wasn't hooking up with anyone else. Aren't you happy that you're not single right now?
Yeah. It's yeah.
They were too close and the comments on Instagram were too flurry. So the week she went back to Australia is the week he hit me up again in March. Do I run? Also, I have no willpower. Or is it just emotional thing? I also have compared every guy in Bumble and was like, well, he's not this guy, so I can't. Is this just quarantine talking? What do I do?
Well, okay, yeah, you're right. The single life sounds a little stressful right now, especially in quarantine. So,
I'm like, everyone's very horny and alone and overthinking things. And yeah.
Yeah. He sounds like a douche.
Yeah.
But also, like, amazing detective work. Good for you.
Yeah, we are very impressed.
I'm very impressed by that. But yeah, he sounds like... not the guy for you. He sounds like a dick.
Also, you are going to eventually snap and call him out about the Australian girl, and then he's going to get mad at you about that, and it just seems sketchy. It depends on what you want. Do you want some attention? Then I say, okay, hit him up a little, but also be hitting up 8 other guys. But that's my fuck girl and me talking. If you really want your mental health to be okay, do not mess with this dude again. She said she doesn't have a lot of willpower. Don't blame that. Think, why do I have little willpower right now? Like, think deeper into it. Like, I don't know. I feel like I have good willpower, maybe because I'm too prideful, but like the second I think a guy doesn't deserve me and they do one thing that's really distrustful, it's done.
I agree. And I feel like that is really distrustful. That is not a good look for him. And I think if you chase after that, it's probably also not a good look for you. But I mean,
yeah, I think you should think deeply during quarantine. Not too deeply because you don't want to get in too dark of a place. But why don't you have willpower? Is it because you want affirmation from guys really easily and you just like that easy attention? Because that attention's not fucking real. Get attention from someone who knows you and likes you. And it's harder because you have to hold out. But also those people will see that, like, put the energy out of what you want. You want to be with a real fucking dude who likes you. So stop using this bad willpower excuse to be with guys who don't respect you. And then it's just a fucking cycle.
I agree. Well said.
Thank you. Thank you. That means a lot. Oh my God. Okay. Okay. What is... oh, okay. We're ending this one with a kind of intense one. This is our final one. You're doing
okay.
Amazing.
Before we get into this, my face is starting to itch and I really think it's all this cat hair that is on your microphone. Like, Hannah hands me this microphone. First of all, we're socially distancing recording this. I'm like across the living room. I have a mask, whatever. But she hands me this microphone. that is literally covered in cat hair.
Are you allergic
like,
to cats?
I pulled globs off of it. No, I'm not. I have a cat. But I feel like when it's in my face and I'm like inhaling it as I breathe, it's a little much.
It's protein, Jeannie. You need some protein. I think your face is starting to itch because there's a lot of issues going on in single life that you did not realize that you're missing.
I don't know if I have FOMO or if I'm like really glad that I'm not partaking. I can't decide.
Yeah, I think you're glad you're not partaking, but you do like a little bit of the drama. What's fun about this is like hearing all your friends' most fucked up stories.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, this one's kind of long and intense, so let's delve in. 2 weeks ago, I was in an emotional, mental, verbally abusive relationship. Same. No. He made me think I was crazy to the point I was like, maybe I am, and started to see a therapist. Honestly, same. She would ask me every session when I was going to be done with him because she could see what he was doing to my mental health. You guys, one thing I have to say, if a guy starts to make you feel crazy,
he's my trigger word. That is my trigger word. Not okay.
If a guy calls you crazy, makes you start to feel crazy, your friends start thinking you're crazy, he's not the one for you. It's like the classic when a guy goes, oh my God, my ex was crazy. Yeah, because you fucking were cheating on her.
Yeah.
Like when you're with the right person, they make you feel like your best self and they make you feel understood.
And they don't
and
make
seen.
You feel like you're crazy. I mean, I think even if you are being crazy, it's not okay to make someone feel like they're being crazy.
Yeah. And anyone will be crazy when you put someone through crazy shit or they're with the wrong people. Like think about all those like crazy fights you've had with your friends and you're like, yeah, they shouldn't have been my friends. They made me go psychotic. Sorry, I'm just talking about Summer House. Anyway, she would ask me what he would have to do for me to leave him. And literally my answer would have to be either physical abuse or cheat. Okay, wow. Again, physical abuse is mental abuse too. And you don't need to have a mark on your arm. Like I was an emotional abusive relationship. I literally stopped eating and my heart was beating so much. Like your body
is I remember that time. It was not a good time for you.
And it was because I was in such a like dark mental spiral of like confusion. I felt crazy. I thought I was self-sabotaging. You just, nothing makes sense when you're in an abusive relationship and people don't talk about dating narcissists or like emotional abuse enough. So I'm happy about this question. He made me hate my body thinking... I was fat and I was only 130 pounds at this point. He would make me feel disgusting for wanting to have sex with him. And I told me I would ruin it by asking if he wanted to. Oh my God. That happened to me before.
I hate him.
Literally like dudes. I've had guys who are controlling with sex and they'll be like, if you try to have sex with me, it's a turnoff. Like wait for me to have sex with you. That's
what?
Literally a that's literally a control tactic. And also you feel fucking disgusting that.
Yeah. That's an insanely horrible dynamic.
Dude, that dude is lucky that you were trying to have sex with him. Good for you, because that takes confidence to fucking say, I am a sexual woman and I'm fucking hot and I want to get my rocks off. He would accuse me of cheating and hooking up with other people when I slept in his bed every night. Okay, so he's a gaslighter. I couldn't go out with friends without him feeling guilty.
Controlling as F,
I threw a birthday party with my friend and he didn't want to come. Texted me the whole night saying I was hooking up with people when I wanted him to come. You know what this sounds like? He's hooking up with other people. When you cheat,
deflecting.
You start,
he's deflecting.
Yep, because he wants you. Oh my God. This boy. Literally, this is why sometimes I'm like, it's good to be single just to like not be abused sometimes, but because there's so many psychos out there. Pretty much to check on me. Long story short, she continued to put up with his shit, and even his mom was starting to see it towards the end. His sister-in-law was having a baby, and they were apparently very friendly with my ex. I was told I shouldn't go to the baby shower because I got out of work late. So honestly, I don't know. Oh my God, I called it. I was told I shouldn't go to the baby shower. The next day, he said he was hanging with friends. I find out my cousin that she ran into him at a brewery when he was with his friend, who was a girl, just the two of them. I don't know who that girl is.
Cheater. Liar.
My whole thing. cut his dick off. My whole thing is, if you're not doing anything wrong, you shouldn't have to lie. So he calls me before I find out that he was basically told his cousin to cover his traps. Says he was with other people. This is the boy where I realized boys are stupid. He was posting on social media what they were doing and it didn't match his story. Yeah, guys are not guys are not like social media savvy enough. Some yeah, they don't understand that women are literally, we are on you.
We are detectives.
We're detectives. But we also have that like gut motherly instinct when we know that like love is not right. And it's not that we necessarily listen to it all the time, but like, bitch, you know. Mm-hmm. I gave him many chances to come clean. He didn't, so I blocked him. And then the girl he was out with texted me the same lie. Like, honey, you just made it worse. Now you're both lying. Okay, girl.
Okay, I feel like if this story was in isolation, like, I don't know, maybe it wouldn't be that bad. But in the context of everything else that she's been saying, like,
yeah.
He's got to go.
Then she sent another paragraph. Oh my God, I actually love this. It's about to get a little intense, but I'm glad you're a nurse. Okay, so there's a background. I'm fucked up from this. I hate liars and cheaters. Same. I have trouble trusting people, but now I have a whole different issue. He ruined sex for me. He made me feel so bad about myself that I can't enjoy sex. I had been having shitty sex for a year and couldn't fully be my sexual self. And being judged for buying a mini vibrator for Valentine's Day, the least kinky thing to get, like, at least I didn't get a handcuff or a butt plug, which... No one's hating on handcuffs or butt plugs. The last time I had sex was 2 years ago when I broke up with him because I thought I hadn't gotten good sex and I wanted to hit up a whole flame who used to have good sex with, but it actually wasn't very good. I had some PTSD when I was with him. Long story short, I know I wanted to watch my boy... I felt dirty and used when I was using my old flame to help me get over my ex. I hate meaningless hookups. This old flame is always down to have sex, but I'm never horny enough to be like, oh my God, yeah, take me now. I'll masturbate now and often, but how do I get my sexual self back? This is actually a great question because, yeah, no, you weren't like traditionally raped, but you were emotionally abused when it comes to sex. So it's just like if you were emotionally abused when it comes to a relationship, you're scared of a relationship. So like it's totally normal that you were having PTSD in terms of like your sexual self and feeling hot and feeling sexy and feeling wanted.
Yeah, no, it sounds like he really did a number on her, and that is exactly what she's experiencing, is like trauma. She experienced trauma and it's manifesting itself by coming back when she tries to do other things that remind her of this trauma.
And you nailed it. And I think this girl is being great, as in like she wants to love herself again. She's doing this thing, but forget this old hookup guy. Because I would do that too. Like after a relationship, the first guy I hook up with after, I would always cry because I'd be like, he's not my boyfriend. Like it's just normal. And having sex with people you don't have emotions with really does always make you feel, unless you're like really sexually free and liberated and haven't had any PTSD and trauma, good for you. But I'm not one of those people. I like to have sex with people I like and I want to feel wanted. Do they have to be my boyfriend? Not necessarily. I mean, like the Luke thing in Summer House, I had feelings for him and I was attracted to him. Did I necessarily want to be my boyfriend? No. But I don't want to have sex with a guy that I don't have feelings for. So this girl, I really think you should talk to someone. Like,
I agree.
Need to talk to someone about this. And people, I think, are hesitant to be like, I want to talk to a therapist about how a guy wouldn't want to have sex with me. And it's scary and it's embarrassing, but like, your sexual...
But there's so much more to this story. Like, yes. This story has so many more layers than that. He was clearly emotionally abusive, not just like, not just surrounding sex, but surrounding like your entire relationship.
He was fat and stuff.
Yeah, he was demeaning. And I think that, like, that is the first step, is that talking to someone about it so that you can discuss this trauma and try to overcome it.
Also, the good news is it sounds like you're hitting rock bottom. And when I hit rock bottom with my last ex-relationship, I forced myself to address all the reasons of, A, why I would get with a guy this messed up, why I stayed with a guy this messed up. So you need to, out of this, take some time to literally, like, get out of the game. Put up the white flag. Stop fucking your ex or your hookup buddy. Go to your therapist and be like, let's start from square one. Why was I with this guy? Why did I want this abuse? How do I prevent this from happening in the future? What patterns do I have? And then learn how to resurface from the ashes as the most beautiful fucking queen you've ever been, who's so much smarter, so much cooler, so much more self-aware. And you will actually be like the sexiest self you've ever been, because you will understand yourself.
And I 100% agree. And I think that's what, like, when you can find your own resilience and grow from a situation, that's when you know that you overcame it and you know that you are that queen.
Hell yeah. So anyone listening who is going through that kind of adversity, this shit makes you wiser and stronger and you're way more interesting and you probably are funnier because you've been through trauma and you have a sense of humor. And that means that you will have funny tweets and you will be hilarious at parties.
I think you're talking about yourself right now, but we digress.
You are the fucking best. This was so much fun. You gave such amazing advice. I love you so much. If you guys want more bonus content, go to my Patreon where I have a lot more personal shit going on behind a paywall. It's like $5 a month and at patreon.com/burninginhell. And we have so many fun episodes coming up. And I just want to thank my little devils. And if you have advice you want us to get into, email burninginhellpod@gmail.com. Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks for having me.
Bye.